The fourth northern side opened onto a third mound, larger than the small mound, but nowhere near the size of the big one. The pavilion and courtyard had painted walls and floors of colored sand and clay. Heavy sculptural objects, including several of the trademark heads, studded the area. This central part of the city was reserved, archaeologists believe, for clerics and rulers. It was Buckingham Palace and the Vatican rolled into one. La Venta, too, was destroyed, perhaps deliberately, around 350 BC. But its 800-year existence spanned one of the most exciting times in American history. At La Venta's height, Olmec art and technical innovations could be found throughout Mesoamerica. So widespread was Olmec iconography, jaguar babies, carved stelae, distinctively shaped ceramics, that many archaeologists believed its very ubiquity was evidence that the Olmec not only engendered Mesoamerica, but also brought forth the first Mesoamerican empire. The description is from Ignacio Bernal, once director of Mexico's famed National Museum of Anthropology. Bernal, who died in 1992, envisioned an imperium that spanned much of southern Mexico, proselytizing its religion and forcing other groups to send their finest works to its heartland. The Olmec, he thought, were the Romans of Mesoamerica, a magisterial society that established the pattern which, through the centuries, was to be followed by other expansionist Mesoamerican cultures. Since Bernal's death, many researchers have come to view the Olmec differently. According to the University of Michigan anthropologists Kent Flannery and Joyce Marcus, the Olmec heartland was but one of four regional power centers. The central basin to the north, where settlements like Tlatilco and Tlapacoya laid the groundwork for the empires of Teotihuacan and the Toltecs. In the isthmus, the chiefdoms of Oaxaca, the Olmec along the Gulf Coast, and later the Maya polities in Yucatan and northern Guatemala. Some believe that there was a fifth power, Chalcatzingo, an important chiefdom between the central basin and Oaxaca. In the first millennium BC, all four or five were making the transition from individual fortified villages to groups of chiefdoms to states with centralized authority. Although the Olmec preceded the others, they set the template for them. Instead, they all influenced their fellows, sometimes by trade, sometimes by violence, each one developing new techniques, exporting unique goods, and swiping ideas from the others. Chiefdoms in the basin of Mexico adapt to the humid plains of their lake system, Flannery and Marcus wrote in 2000. Export obsidian and excel at carved pottery and hollow dolls. The chiefdom at Chalcatzingo builds dams and irrigation canals, exports white kaolin and clay, and excels at carving bas-reliefs on living rock. Chiefdoms in the Valley of Oaxaca develop canal and well irrigation, export magnetite mirrors, and become precocious in the use of adobe, stucco, and stone masonry. The Olmec chiefdoms farm river levees, excel at three-dimensional sculpture, and build colored clay mounds.